Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to the ID the Future podcast, being broadcast from the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Today's podcast is titled Randy Olson, Heckles Embryos, and the quote Bruce Albert's Thing. Once again, today we revisit the issue of whether Heckles embryo drawings have been used in modern textbooks to promote evolution. Filmmaker Randy Olson has recently made a big deal about this issue by claiming in his film, Flock of Dodos, that Jonathan Wells was wrong to state in Icons of Evolution that Heckles fraudulent embryo drawings have been used in modern biology textbooks to promote evolution. According to Olson's film, Heckles embryo drawings haven't been promoted in textbooks since the early 1900s. And if they are promoted today, he says, they are used only as part of a discussion of the history of evolutionary thought to provide some kind of historical context. This should be a pretty easy claim on Randy Olson's part to verify, as all you have to do is just look at the textbooks and see what's there. Is Randy Olson right? We aren't revisiting this issue of Heckles' ideas today because we think it's the bedrock of modern evolutionary biology. We revisit this issue because some Darwinists, such as Olson, are in denial that modern textbooks have used Heckles' drawings as evidence for evolution. Olson recently took part in a panel discussion after a showing of his film. During the discussion, one of the panelists challenged Olson on the grounds that Heckles' embryos actually have been used in modern textbooks, citing as one example a textbook published by the National Academy of Sciences president Bruce Alberts in 1994. Listen to the exchange.
And it's a whole lot of trivia. I mean, to begin with, this Bruce Alberts thing, that's on page 28. That's the very beginning of the book. That's when he's talking about historical perspectives in biology. So, all right, well, it's absolute trivia.
So what exactly is this, quote, Bruce Alberts thing, unquote, that Randy Olson talks about? Bruce Alberts is the current president of the National Academy of Sciences, who has authored various authoritative college-level textbooks titled Molecular Biology of the Cell. His first edition, published in 1994, came out just a few years before Jonathan Wells published his critique of textbooks in 2000. We can forgive Randy Olson for getting the page number of Alberts' book wrong. It's page 33, not 28. But what about Olson's claim of how the textbook presents Heckles in the mere historical context? Olson says,
that's the very beginning of the book. That's when he's talking about historical perspectives in biology.
Yes, it is the beginning of the book. But Bruce Alberts is not talking about mere historical perspectives in biology. In fact, the chapter is titled Evolution of the Cell, and it comes from a section titled From Single Cells to Multicellular Organisms, and a subsection titled Basic Developmental Programs Tend to be Conserved in Evolution. Listen to how the text reads and decide for yourself if this is mere, quote, historical perspectives in biology, unquote, or a discussion about actual evidence in evolutionary biology. It starts on page 32 saying, quote, the final structure of an animal or plant reflects its evolutionary history, which, like development, presents a chronicle of progress from the simple to the complex, unquote. And then the text cites a half-page presentation of Heckles' original woodcut drawings of his fraudulent embryo pictures, and the text reads, quote, in terms of anatomy, furthermore, early developmental stages of animals whose adult forms appear radically different are often surprisingly similar. It takes an expert to distinguish, for example, a young chick embryo from a young human embryo, unquote. The section concludes, quote, the early cells of an embryo are like cards at the bottom of a house of cards. A great deal depends on them, and even small changes in their properties are likely to result in disaster. Fundamental steps appear to have been, quote, frozen, unquote, into developmental processes, just as the genetic code or protein synthesis mechanisms have become frozen into the basic biochemical organization of the cell. In contrast, cells produced near the end of development, or produced early but forming accessory structures such as the placenta that are not incorporated in the adult body, have more freedom to change. It is presumably for this reason that the embryos of different species so often resemble each other in their early stages and, as they develop, seem to sometimes replay the steps of evolution. Unquote. So there you have it. Bruce Alberts' 1994 textbook clearly shows Heckles embryo drawings, and there is even a suggestion of recapitulation theory, Heckles' false idea that ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny. There's no suggestion whatsoever that this is mere historical context. This discussion is clearly meant to be an explanation of evolution and development in the present day. How does Olson cope with this evidence? Well, he's obviously wrong about claiming that this is mere historical context, but he still has a Plan B argument. He justifies his obfuscation by claiming that Haeckel's ideas aren't significant to embryologists today, so this is just, quote, trivia. Perhaps he's right that modern embryologists don't use Haeckel, but we aren't arguing that they do. To avoid conclusion, let me point out that we are not claiming that Haeckel's ideas and drawings are about recapitulation theory are the bedrock of modern evolutionary biology in 2007. Let me repeat that. We have not been claiming that Haeckel's ideas and drawings about recapitulation theory are the bedrock of modern evolutionary biology. Nor are we arguing that every textbook that used Haeckel's fraudulent drawings or some near identical colorized version therefore promoted the idea that ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny. As Jonathan Wells points out in his recent article, The Cracked Haeckel Approach to Evolutionary Reasoning, quote, many modern biology textbooks inform students that Haeckel's dictum, ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny, has been discredited, but the same textbooks often use Haeckel's drawings or modern versions of them to persuade students that human embryos provide clues to our evolutionary history and evidence for Darwin's theory, unquote. Therefore, what we are claiming is that various modern textbooks use Haeckel's embryo drawings in precisely the manner that Darwinists like Randy Olson now deny. And Bruce Albert's 1994 textbook, Molecular Biology of the Cell, provides a wonderful example of a prominently published textbook using Haeckel's drawings to promote evolution while even promoting a version of recapitulation theory, not merely discussing this idea in historical context. But now Olson won't even discuss this issue, because since we quoted him in an earlier podcast admitting that the drawings are in textbooks, he instead now claims that he won't discuss the issue and rather makes appeals to authority, like the popular science blog written by an embryologist, P.Z. Myers. Listen to how Olson deals with this issue when confronted with it now.
Seems like Jonathan Rose is absolutely right. No. Absolute right. Close. No. That's right. All right. So a number of things to say on this subject. Number one, which is that I'm not really going to weigh in the details of this stuff. It's already been addressed by P.Z. Myers, who writes a blog called Frangula that Nature magazine last year said is the most widely read science blog on the entire internet. And a month ago, we showed this film in Seattle at the Pacific Science Center. And the first night, there was a big crowd, and in there were some people from the Discovery Institute. And I made a couple little comments that they then they secretly recorded the whole question and answer session. I don't know if anybody here today is from the Discovery Institute doing the same thing. And then they put it all together into a podcast, chopping out my little words and parsing things. And at that point, I said, all right, I'm not going to weigh into this stuff anymore. But fortunately, P.Z. Myers, a few days later on his blog, took the movie, went through it scene by scene, moment by moment, in that whole sequence on Haeckel's embryos, and bottom line said there's nothing inaccurate in the film.
This is an interesting source of authority for Olson to rely upon, because we responded to P.Z. Myers' blog by demonstrating, with graphics directly taken from the textbook, that there are textbooks which use Haeckel's embryo drawings to promote evolution in the present day, not as mere historical context. As I said earlier, Olson's claim is easy to verify. He claims that Haeckel's drawings are not used in modern textbooks to promote evolution, and that claim fails. It would be very simple for these evolutionary biologists to simply admit that these textbooks made mistakes and we could move on. But instead, they insist on defending the use of fraudulent drawings used to promote evolution by simply making up false explanation about what is actually in the textbooks. Olson calls this, quote, trivia, but listen to how important he really thinks this issue is.
That is part of the agenda with this film, which was to pick out this topic of Haeckel's embryos, and let's declare this as the official battlefield over this intelligent design stuff.
Well, have it your way, Dr. Olson. The textbooks don't lie, and you can't change what's in them. Randy Olson has known about the textbooks and the problems in his film for some time, so I'm not expecting him to change the film at this point, especially when it's being shown on the TV station Showtime right now. We're also not expecting P.Z. Myers to uncircle the wagons because, as Olson said, his, quote, agenda is to make this a, quote, battlefield. But at least some people who listen to this podcast will realize that Olson's film is in the wrong on this point and that Jonathan Wells was right to make the simple claim that modern textbooks have been wrong to use Haeckel's drawings to promote evolution in the present day. An article is linked at the Center for Science and Culture's homepage that documents, with direct scans and graphics from the textbooks, the plain and simple fact that there are a variety of modern textbooks, in addition to this 1994 edition of Molecular Biology of the Cell, which have used Haeckel's fraudulent drawings to promote evolution in the present day. This is Casey Luskin, podcasting for the Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.